Today on the Miracle Zone, we have special guest Miss Nancy Glenn, Oracle card reader and healer. First, we open with our usual grounding and protection, but no angel card reading from me today. Instead, we'll have a discussion with Nancy on what the oracle cards are and how the oracles are biblical. Yes, that's correct, biblical. We'll discuss how they are supported via the scriptures. She also reminds us that the oracle cards are not a prediction for the future, but a prescription for your life. Here's what's really exciting and different about today's show. At the end, Nancy will bless us with a collective oracle card reading. Then she'll give a reading to anyone who has remained on the line and would like a personal reading. That is, she'll give a prescription for your life if you dare to call in. Please dial 424-675-8318 and press 1. Again, hang in there to the end, and then dial 1-424-675-8318 for your personal oracle card reading. Sit back, relax, and enter into the Miracle Zone. Transition at the end, heading into the next stage, it feels like you can't make it. It feels like all hell is breaking out against you. It feels that way because you're almost there. The birth canal is the narrowest just before delivery. It's the darkest and the coldest just before dawn. Hello, I'm Pamela Chapman. Welcome to Miracle Zone, making it reality against circumstance, logic, and economics. Appropriate for today, when it often seems like a changing, chaotic, and very crazy world keeps us in difficult transition. Today is Tuesday, January 16th, and I'm coming to you live from my place of miracle, the beautiful Chili Rockies in Colorado. We have shifted once again. Thank you for allowing us to have some time out of your incredibly busy schedule to help guide you into your very own dream come true. I'll facilitate your journey into whatever you care to manifest for this time. So, whether you are transitioning through a job loss, career change, mate change, empty nest syndrome, retirement, spiritual transition, or plain old limbo, we are here to help make the transition as easy and painless as possible. So today, special guest, Miss Nancy Glenn, and we are live. Again, Nancy is offering you a special gift. This is a very special gift, trust me. If you would like an oracle card reading at no charge today, please call us at 424-675-8318. Again, 1-424-675-8318. The last 15 minutes, 20 minutes of the show will be dedicated to taking your call, and she will do a reading for you with no strings attached, okay? There is no upselling. Selling to this, okay? Again, if you'd like certified Oracle card reader and healer Nancy Glenn to give you a prescription for your personal life, hang in here with us, all right? We will take your call the last 15 minutes of the show. Before we bring Nancy on today, we are going to do our grounding and protection exercise. The Miracle Zone is a spiritual show, all right? I won't be doing an angel card reading because we have the expert with us today, and I'm going to get out of the way and let the expert do that. But let's get started right away with our grounding exercise, okay, which has turned into a grounding and love exercise. I'm hearing our president talk about incorporating laws that are filled with love, using love when making decisions. So the work that we're doing, and many, many others, not just us, the work we're doing in sending healing and love to our land, the world, it's working, okay? Even when you don't believe it is, it's working. Okay. So let's begin by us closing our eyes. If you're in a safe place, please remember, do not do this if you're not in a safe place. You want to be comfortable if possible. You want to be safe more than anything, all right? Even if you're driving and listening to this, pull over. Because this is a very powerful exercise. If you've done it with us before, you know it's very powerful. So here we go. Let's close our eyes. Let's get comfortable. We're going to begin by taking some deep breaths in. And let's all exhale. Again, deep breath in. Exhale. Let's begin by imagining that there is a root coming from our tailbone or from the bottom of our feet. That's either the zero chakra from the bottom of our feet or the first chakra from the root, the tailbone. And we're going to see that root pushing down through our floors, continuing downward through the ground, and pushing south, cracking through all that concrete. Just see that root continuing to go south, 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 and south. And see that root toward the magnet in the earth. That's our target. And once you feel that you have reached that magnet, see your root wrap around the magnet. Nice and firm, grounded. And now you're going to imagine energy coming up from that magnet, and that energy is in the form of bright golden light. And that light is now headed up toward you, northward, through the ground, through the concrete, the lava, the magma, all that we've just passed going down is now coming up, and it's headed toward you. It's coming up through the ground, up through the floor. And now that light is passing through the first chakra, the second, the third, the fourth, the heart chakra, the fifth, the throat, up to the sixth chakra, our third eye or pineal gland, and then our crown. And I want that light to just hang out in you for a while. That golden, brilliant light, I call it the Christ light, the God light, creation light. Feel that light filling your body. Feel the warmth. Feel the love. And allow that light to continue from the crown, eighth, the ninth, the tenth, and the 11th chakra to that I Am presence in you, that all-powerful presence of God, that God consciousness being filled, continuing to fill you, and continue to take that light up, up into the clouds. We're going to see that light continuing through us all the way up into the atmosphere. And now we continue up, 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 up. And now we're at that place where we can look behind us and we can see planet Earth, still filled with love and light. And now we begin to feel that lightness. Gravity has no effect. And now, as we look forward, we see the light before us, the God light, Creator's light, all beautiful, filled with love, compassion, joy, and peace. There's no fear to go towards this light. You are still in control. You can turn around and go back if you're uncomfortable. But continuing to go toward the light. And as we continue to go up, we become more and more like the light, becoming one with the light. And we realize that there are others with us, that we are not alone. We are joined by many, filled with the light and the love. And as we are here, we stand in this presence, we join hands as one. And now, remembering our friends and our family on Earth, we send our love into our neighborhoods, our communities, and out we go to our towns, our counties, to our cities, to see in those places filled with the Christ love, compassion, mercy, and grace. Seeing it flowing into the homes and the buildings, government facilities, over the capitals in the different countries. We have listeners from all over the world. So this love flows over your state. See it going out from your state to your country. And from your country flowing out to all the continents. Love, light, healing, passion, mercy, understanding, freedom, liberty, blessings for all. See that. So as our love has been spread, we now realize we must come back. So we gather ourselves back from the continents, from the countries. We come back from the states, the regions, the towns, counties. We come back, 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 bringing our energy back to ourselves. And now we begin our descent, and we begin to see ourselves coming back, descending, descending, feeling the love and the light on our backs now as we're coming back. And as we look ahead in the distance, we can see planet Earth. And now we see it just glowing in love and passion peace. And we continue our descent. And as we get closer, we are breaking through the atmosphere. We feel the pull of gravity. We feel the weight. As we come back, we see where we live. We see our homes in their neighborhoods. And we come back, 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 back. We come through the roofs of our home or wherever we may be, our offices, wherever it is. We take our seats and we say, thank you. Thank you. And now let's just take a deep breath and another breath out. We're going to quickly step into our protective armor today. If you've never listened to us before, we do this because we know today is not just enough to step out and go out. You need to step into your protective armor before you leave, right? We all must be protected. So we're going to do that quickly so we can bring on Nancy. So we are going to quickly step into our armor and one foot, right foot, left foot, and bring that armor up quickly, quickly. It's up to our hips, all the way up to our shoulders, down to arms, elbows, wrists, and hands. Cover it up to your neck. I want you to gingerly reach out. Pick up your helmet and place it upon your head. Only thing exposed now are your eyes, your nose, and your mouth. Eyes to see, your nose to sniff out the truth, and your mouth to speak the truth. Okay? So let us begin. Nancy. So today, I'm really excited to have a special guest with us, Miss Nancy Glynn. Now, Nancy Glynn is really special to me because not only is she a guest appearing on the show, but she is a mentor, she's a confidant, she's a friend, and she's a sister. So without further delay, I want to introduce Nancy Glynn, Oracle card reader and healer, to our listeners. Nancy, hello and welcome to the Miracle Zone.
Hello, Pamela, and thank you so much for having me today. I am so grateful to be a part of this and sending out love and excitement for our day together, for our show together. I really appreciate you, my sister, having me on. And
absolutely.
So,
but we're super happy to have you on. So happy you could take time out of your busy schedule and be with us today. So listen, let's start, Nancy, with you sharing a little bit about yourself with our audience. What would you like the audience to know about you?
Well, I am a native Coloradoan, born and raised in the state of Colorado. I began my spiritual work, actually, when I was 13 years old, after my father's passing. So my journey began then. And through all these years, I have been working towards my highest, greatest self, love for the universe, love for everything, every living thing. I am proud that I have two beautiful children, four great grandchildren, and you know, my life is so good. My life is so good.
Yes.
I am blessed.
Yes, and when I first met you, that was you talked about love and loving everything in the universe, and I think that was the thing that I was so impressed with when I first met you. The first day we were in a class together, tell the audience. In fact, we were in an Oracle class, and that's how we met.
Yes.
And when
right.
I met her face-to-face, the love just permeated throughout. And that's what I was drawn to, that love. So you said that your spiritual walk started about age 13 after your father passed.
Correct.
How did you get into what you're into now? I mean, we're specifically talking about the oracles. How did you start out interested in the oracles?
Mm-hmm. When my father passed, I was trying to figure out where he went, what happened. The religious setting that I was in at the time, I was not fulfilled by the answers that were given to me. So my search began right then and there into different paths, because I wanted to come with peace with my father's death. So I began to, and through the years, I began to research all the different aspects of religious churches, spiritual places, and I finally, I think it took about 20-some years for me to begin to look at the oracles. I began actually through an artist. Her name was Mary Summer Rain, and she, of course, was Native American, and I am also a Native. And so I began with her actual oracles, and those were the oracles through, you know, nature and animals. And I began to come to an understanding of my father's passing, what happened, and I was at peace with that. So then I just proceeded on. And here I am today. I've been through several other classes, but oracles are a tremendous help in your daily life.
Yes. So tell us then, what are oracles? What are the oracles?
Well, oracle means a person, a shrine object, that delivers guidance from a divine source. So what I say is the oracle is us. We are a divine source through God, and we speak his word. We are actual oracles as we walk through the earth. You know, our soul is walking through the earth in physical form. And so the divine guidance and oracle is us speaking of God's word, of love, of everything in the universe that is beautiful, powerful, living. Every time we have an encounter with something in nature, an animal, another human being, we have an opportunity to be the oracle for our highest good through our source, which is God.
There are lots of people that I know who listen to this show, and they are in religion, the traditional sense of religion, and I know for a fact that religion speaks against the oracles. They say they're tools of divination and they're evil. So can you give us any evidence, any biblical evidence that this is not true?
Well, the oracle is mentioned many, many times in the Bible. You know, when God spoke of Jesus and he said, Jesus will be my oracle. My oracle, Jesus is. And so actually Jesus was an oracle. If you look through all of his teachings, all of his when he walked here in physical form on the earth, he was an oracle for God. He was an oracle for God's healing. He saw past the veil between earth and heaven, so he was able to heal those that were sick. So when you look at, you know, God said to him, you will be my oracle.
Yes.
And that means that he had a higher source, that he had the connection to God.
Yes.
To heal, to speak, to draw others to him, to perform miracles.
Yes.
You know, he had, how many miracles in the Bible are listed? And it's because Jesus saw past, and he was an oracle for God.
Absolutely.
An oracle listed many, many, many times in the Bible.
Absolutely. In the old, in the new as well. Well, and you know what?
In the old and the new, yes.
I have just been reading a book, and I can't recall the name of that book right now.
What happens most of the time, Pamela, is people take the Bible so literally. It's just
yes.
face value. They don't see the higher picture. Do you understand what I
yes.
mean by that?
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely. So it's really interesting, too, when because we always talk about on our show the collective scriptures, and there's a gentleman that I have on the show, Brian Foley, has brought us a lot of knowledge on the collective scriptures. And in this particular book that I have in mind, it gives us a little bit of background, right? It talks about the environment, how the scriptures were all put together, what environment those scriptures were
yes.
were put together in. So
yes.
when you look at that, the context of it, when people say, oh, those oracle cards are evil, they shouldn't be used, we are given information on King James and how
right.
King James,
yes.
he had an issue, I believe it was with someone in his family, his sister-in-law, if I recall correctly, and she
yes.
was gifted, right?
Right.
She was gifted. I believe she was a clairvoyant, and she could see things and know things.
Yes.
And
yes.
The king wasn't happy with this. He had this ought against anyone who had these powers. So then the decree
right.
is put out that anyone who held these powers were evil and they were to be destroyed, burned at the stake.
Right.
Was the way, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's important for the audience to understand that, as well as when the Israelites were brought out of bondage, out of the land of Egypt, and they were led by Moses into the new lands, that many of these places, most of the places, had gods. And so they were ordered not to worship those gods or to use anything, any type of tool, because they had
right.
divination tools there in those lands, but they weren't to
right.
use those tools to pray to those gods with the liturgy.
Right.
So
right.
they could use their oracles, their divination tools, to pray to the Almighty One God. And so I
right.
think if the audience understands the difference between what you can use those tools for or shouldn't use them for, like anything, good or evil.
Right.
We can use our cards.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So when we talk about divination, what would you say the meaning of divination is to you?
Divination is asking for and receiving divine guidance from a source that's greater than yourself, which is God. That is what divination means to me.
Absolutely. Okay. So you and I use cards all the time, and I know you are certified in oracle card reading. You're the expert in it.
Yes.
Can these oracle cards help with obstacles in our lives? Do you believe they can help or bring us answers? And give us some examples of those, please, for your own personal life.
Sure. Oracles have helped me in so many ways. For one thing, you begin to have a relationship with your higher self constantly on a daily basis. You begin to be in the moment, you know, the present moment. We live today for the choices that we made yesterday. So the present moment is very important, and oracles bring you closer to your highest good. So when I'm talking about communicating with an oracle, I'm talking about communicating with God. And so what it does is it brings me to the present moment for my highest good. If I have a question or something that I am trying to figure out, and of course, as we go on with our daily lives every day, then I ask the oracle for guidance and help for my highest good and what would be for my highest good. Sometimes I don't like the answer that I get because, you know, we get focused on what we want, and that's not really what's going to happen. So, you know, it's a way to bring you back into perspective to the life that you need to lead for your highest good here on Earth, and to love and respect yourself and take care of yourself. We have a tendency in this world to want to take care of everyone else and not pay attention to ourselves and our lives and the things that are very important to us. So for me, the oracle brings perspective to my everyday living. If I have a problem, I immediately go to my oracles, and they are very, very accurate and let me know if I am on the right path for my highest good, if I am going to be stepping into something that I really needn't to at this time, or it's not good for this time. So they are a guidance tool for me, and I love them. I feel that they really help me stay on my path. They really help me stay with my highest good as my soul journeys through the earthly plane.
Yes, and it's really interesting. I remember when I started the class and I got my cards for the first time. And I think we should say to the audience, too, that these cards are tools, and I believe one of the things that they always say to us, I remember our instructor saying to us, was that they are guidance tools. They don't tell us the future. We don't use them to, like a crystal ball, and say what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen next week. They guide us.
Right. They guide us. They are more prescriptive than predictive.
Yes.
So
that's,
they are more of a prescription for your daily living.
Yes, mm-hmm. They are a prescription, absolutely. Well, I remember you saying you pull cards and you don't always like them. And I remember when I first got mine, and I was determined to go down this path that I wanted to go down, and I would pull those cards out, Nancy, and lay them down. And I actually got mad. I mean,
I know. Like, you get mad. You say, what? Excuse me.
These are a hoax. and you do, and it's they're so precise. It's amazing. We pull cards, angel cards, at the beginning of the show.
Yes.
We did not do that today because we were specifically talking about the oracles,
the oracle.
And you are going to do a reading for the show. So I decided not to pull particular cards for this show. But it's amazing that they're always, like, right on the topic. An angel or an archangel will bring a message, and it's amazing. I always sit back and go, wow.
So the oracles are written divinely by a source that's greater than the author, and they come through, and then she just records them, or he just records them, and then makes up. But they are blessed. They are, as far as I'm concerned, they're very pure and, you know,
they're energy,
from God.
Really. Yeah.
They really
we
are
know
energy.
That
they are, yes.
Uh-huh. We know everything is energy, and so we choose to use them for good. Now, they can.
Yes.
Not the particular oracles that we use. I guess you could. I guess anybody could use them any kind of way they want. But we use them for the highest good, like you're saying, and to bless people and to help people.
That's right. Exactly right. At one point, I really I was so focused on wanting to do a certain thing in my life. I really wanted to start a bookstore, and I had all this together. I had been making all this stuff, and my oracles kept telling me, like you said, it was so frustrating because my oracles kept saying, no, this is not the path that you need to follow. And I was bound and darn determined that I was going to follow that path. And so the oracles kept telling me, no, this is not for you, not for you. And so finally, through some hard knocks and some failures, I said, wow,
You gave up.
You were right.
You gave in.
I gave up. And so it just goes to show you that, you know, it's telling you truthfully, no, don't do this. Don't go down that path, because you are in for either heartache or, you know, your path is wrong. It's not going to work out. So just listening to and reading the words of what they say can help you tremendously. I know that for every decision that I make, I always go to my oracle. And I always ask the question. And so I feel that they have helped me tremendously in my life, in all aspects, in all areas of my life.
Yes. They save you a lot of heartache. Yeah.
They do.
They save you a lot of heartache. They can save you a lot of money. Because like you said, you were headed down this path, and the same with me. And in my case, it was a particular part of my business, and I was just pouring more and more and more and more and more money into that part of the business, and it wasn't going anywhere, but I was going to make it go. And because I had already spent a lot of money, it was really hard for me to release that. But as soon as I did, as soon as I let go, and as soon as I listened, everything turned. And I'm like you now,
That's
Nancy.
Right.
I go to them. And I ask, I actually obey, because I believe and I know it is God speaking to me through that tool.
Yes.
You know?
That's exactly right. That is the way I feel about it as well.
Yes. And honestly, how many times have we prayed, and you know, we prayed for direction, prayed for answers. This is me in the past. And thought I got an answer and then went down that path and it was wrong. Then I was like, okay, God, what happened? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yes. These are just a tool to help us to focus for our highest good, because we need to follow our highest good. Because like I said, you know, we live today for the decisions that we made yesterday. And when we are living in the past or we are living too far in the future, we don't know the miracles that are right in front of our eyes today.
Yes.
That are happening
Absolutely.
For us and for our highest good.
That's
so
right.
We don't see that.
Yes.
And what the oracles do is a tool to keep us focused on our life at this very moment in time.
Yes.
Because the miracles will come as we stay in the present moment for our highest good and for the highest good of all.
Absolutely. Okay, Nancy, so you have stated that you wanted to do a reading for our listeners today. You want to begin that now?
Of course. So today I'm going to ask the question for all of us that are listening, for actually all of the universe, for every person. I am going to ask the oracles, what would be the best thing for us to do today for our highest good? And so I'm going to pull a card here. Now, we are stories in motion, so which means that the first card that I'm going to pull is generally an anchor card. What it does is it tells us what the emotion is, and then the second card will be our action card, which will be the card that we need to really focus on for our day-to-day. The third card will be the outcome of that. So let's see what our anchor card is today. And what I do is I just lay my cards out and I feel them, and I feel this vibration through myself when it's the right card to pull here. So our anchor card today, and what we are actually doing right now, is exchanging gifts. The card is called Exchanging Gifts. And let me read a little bit of that for you. So exchanging gifts is the law of giving and receiving. So in every law, there's trade-offs, and the currency, of course, between giving and receiving. So not speaking a lot of like money currency, but speaking of the exchanging gifts together collectively. So today I'm exchanging a gift with you. I am receiving from you as well a gift of friendship, of love, of camaraderie together collectively. So we are entering into productivity in a manner of opportunity is being offered to us. We have everything that we need to experience this exchange of gifts together. And so that would be our anchor card today, exchanging gifts. Our next card, which is our motion card. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything to add to that, Pamela?
No. No, I'm just enjoying it, if you don't mind.
No. The second card that I drew today is the tribe. So what the tribe says to us is that we are a tribe. All of us are a tribe. We are all having the same experience of our souls walking in the physical world. And so we collectively come together and we form a tribe and we give and receive. And you see how that works with our first card. The tribe card works so well because we are part of that collectiveness together.
Yes.
In for our highest good, working towards our highest good.
Mm-hmm.
And the third card today. So if we focus on being together collectively in love, in spirit, our souls reaching out to each other when need be, exchanging our gifts, how beautiful is that?
Yeah.
So our outcome would be go the distance. Mm. So together as a tribe exchanging gifts, we will go the distance.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful? So I'm going to read a little bit, too, about go the distance, and then we can add to that. So going the distance means our endurance, our strength, and the long haul. To bring your dreams to life, think long-term, and pay no attention to the fluctuations in the current of your experience. Joys and disappointments can mingle with opportunities, so there is no need to fear the occasional obstacle. Life is not a sprint. This card is a reminder that you have the endurance, the strength, and the fortitude to carry you all the way. Remain true to yourself. Your authenticity alone will keep you in alignment with the energy and miracles. What is yours will never be withheld from you. Remember that. So what is ours is never withheld from us. And what a beautiful reading today for our talk, for the oracles to show that we are a tribe, that we give and exchange gifts back and forth together, and that we can go the distance.
Yes. And I think,
as
I sit here and just take all that in, and you think about what our first theme was for the year, and it was rocking and rolling into the Master Year 2018.
That's right.
Next message to come along was pursuing perfect love to eliminate our fears so that we could walk into that plan, that map that we have for our life. And now, using oracles to guide our lives. I mean, if you look at the progression of what is being given to us and look at the messages, giving and receiving as that tribe, as that group, as we come, whether on this show or whether in the Spiritual Awakenings group or regardless of the different groups coming together, that God is telling us as one, as that tribe of love and liberty and light, that if we can go the distance, And if we do those things that we are called to do, that we have that passion for our highest good, that things will change no matter what they look like in this physical world. They have to change.
Yes.
They will
change. That's exactly right. Yes.
For the king. Okay, so we've had a few listeners holding for a while, Nancy, and I want to get to them. We have an area code 850. I'm going to take your call, and I have an area code 678. We won't have time for any more, but area code 850, I'm going to bring you on live. You've been holding quite a while, and area code 678. Now, I want to say this quickly. If we go off ear, caller 678, stay on the line, okay? Stay on the line. I don't want Nancy to rush. I just want you to know we have you in the queue. Don't go away. You're the first two callers. Some have come in and dropped out. Some of you are still holding. We'll be live until the top of the hour. But callers 850 and 678, we are going to be able to definitely get to you. I'm not sure about the others holding in the queue. Okay, so 850, I'm going to bring you live.
Thank you for taking my call. Yes, ma'am.
You are
Thank
so
you
welcome.
For taking my call.
Absolutely.
Should I go ahead and ask my question?
Yes, go ahead and ask your question to Nancy. Nancy's on the line. You can hear her fine, Nancy?
Yes, I can hear her. Can you hear me as well?
Yes, I can hear you just great. The question that I have is the kind of question that I have to ask is there's a lot going on. The house that I live in, it will be given to me when my adopted grandpa passes away. I'm the joint owner right now, and it'll solely go in my name when he passes. But he also has a house that he doesn't have any children, so I'm kind of curious what's going on with that. And then my stepmother's house is in Tennessee, and then my biological mother, I don't know what's going on with her. She's lying. I can't get any truth out of her. She's dating a scammer, and she won't listen to none of our children. And she has a house, and we don't know if she sold it or gave the scammer all the money. And, you know, so we don't know what's going on with that house either. So one's in Perry, Florida. The other one's in Carabel, Florida. The other one's in Tennessee. And the one that I live in is in Sopchoppy. So I'm just like, what do you see with all these houses and what's going on?
So your question would be, what would be the outcome of the houses that are in all these different states? Is that correct?
Yeah, I couldn't think of how to ask the question. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes, no, that's okay. So let's go through and see what the oracles have to say.
And Nancy, if I may just say this before you go in, to remember for our caller, you've been holding and listening to the show, remember this is a prescription for your life, right?
Not a prediction. Yes.
Okay?
Yes, it's a prescription. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the first card that I pulled is a in reverse, and reverse messages mean that it's a protection message for you, which means an important relationship that you're in brings you to your knees. This is the kind of soulmate who comes with a powerful gift. Your patterns and all your old stories that don't serve you well, don't serve your well-being, enter into this dynamic so you can heal them. This person is called to a sacred task to help you learn, even if it seems uncomfortable, sticky, or even inconceivable. So the question for you is, the the one who is in a relationship that you just don't understand right now, why? Think about why he or she is doing this. And think about the gift that is in this for you. So I'm going to say that the person who has the home in Florida, right, with the partner, and you don't quite know what's going on with that, you need to just let that ride for right now and look at it closely and see what it's bringing to you as a gift. So in other words, kind of turn it around from a negative to a positive. And
okay.
Then you'll see the lesson in that. You'll see
okay.
what you are supposed to learn in that lesson. So, and does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yes, okay. So the next one is called Here and Now, and it is also in your protection mode. The protection messages are always for your highest good. So whenever you find your mind drifting into the past, wondering if things could have or should have been better, or whenever you find yourself longing for the good old days, you leak your power. The same is true for looking too far ahead and hoping the future will provide you with certainty. Driven by ambition, you might wander too long in a place with no substance and forget that you are here today. The past and the future are illusions. So just like I talked about, when you're either in the past or in the future too far, you are not focusing on the here and now, which is today, and the miracles that are in front of you today. So I'm going to say what's going to happen is everything is going to work out for you, for your best good. Some of the houses I'm thinking will probably go away and not, how do I want to put this, not for you in a sense. But yet you're also tied with that. Do you understand what I mean by that?
No.
Okay. So you're also tied in a relationship with these people. And in that relationship with these houses that are all involved, there will be a point where it's going to fall away. And in that relationship and the physical part of the falling away, there will be valuable lessons that you will learn through that. So I'm going to say just kind of... just to kind of set back for a while and see what transpires. Do you understand
okay.
what I mean by that? Okay. So, like we talked before about whatever is to be yours is going to be yours. It will never pass you by. And the outcome of this is not for you, which is saying that... emotionally, you've been really involved and in this. And so not for you means a clear knowing that something is being denied you. Any kind of rejection is God's protection for you. And so I think the whole thing says that you feel in a way that you're being deceived and you're... And you get kind of caught up in that feeling. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, my biological mother has been really deceptive.
Right. And so that's what I was talking about, is that it's going to all work itself out. And don't worry yourself so much with the situation, the house situation that she is in and how she is involved, kind of step back away because it's, you know, it's God, not for you means that God is protecting you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So
hey, and Nancy, let me jump in.
Yes.
When you pull that card,
yes.
I heard not for you.
Yes, not for you.
Yeah, I intuitively heard that caller.
Yes.
And what about my adopted grandpa?
Your adopted grandpa.
He's
so
92.
What specifically are you asking about grandpa?
Well, he put me joint ownership of the house that I'm in now. And, of course, he has a house that he has no children. So I'm kind of curious where that's going to go.
what it's saying to me is that you need to stay in the here and now and not really worry about where that house is going to go, although I do have intuitively a feeling that you will be involved in that. The other
really?
House. Yes.
Yeah. And I also pulled a card while I was sitting listening, and the card pretty much came back and says, you know what to do, follow your gut.
Yep.
Does that make any sense to you?
No, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Follow your gut. I think if I may add this, I think a lot of times we have to sit and ask ourselves, and on the Miracle Zone we teach this a lot, that just maybe stealing away and getting some quiet time and taking in the information that Nancy has given you, the answers will come, okay? Because right now it just sounds like you're worrying yourself sick over a situation that you really can't do anything about, and Spirit is saying, hey, this is not the life I want you to live right now. I want you to know that I've got you in my hands, and Spirit's always got your back, and I won't let you down.
Right.
Okay?
Well,
is that what you're getting?
Yeah.
I guess I kind of worry because I live on disability.
But that's okay. Spirit's got your back. So
that's right.
The universe is basically saying, I got you. And there's all these intricate pieces that have to play out with relationships and all that. Yeah, Nancy, is that what you're getting?
That's exactly what I'm getting, listening. Yes.
You mean relationships with the houses?
Yes, and all these parts with your mom and you said she's going out with the person or seeing this person that's pretty much a hustler trying to take her, right?
Oh, God, yeah. He took over $100,000 so far, and now she's not telling us, me or my sister, or where she's at.
Yeah.
And we don't know if she's broke down, she won't answer our phone calls, and, you know, she said she sold the house, but I went by there.
Okay.
And the response was still there.
I just want to say to our audience, hold on 1 second, caller. Again, if you're listening via streaming, we are ending our show at the top of the hour. If you want to continue listening, you need to dial 424-675-8318, and I'll call her we have another caller. 914, we are going to take your call, or was it 850? I'm talking to 850 right now, right? Correct. So 914, you're up next. Just hold on. Okay. Go ahead, sweetheart. I'm sorry. We'll have to wrap it really quick here.
Okay, just whatever you need to say.
Well, what I want to say to you is...
Go ahead, Nancy, please.
Yes. What I would really like to say to you is it's okay. Everything is going to work out for your highest good. Do not worry that Spirit has your back, and whatever is for you will not go past you, ever. So just relax a little bit. And I know that there can be some dynamics with money and different things, but just take it in and relax a little bit and know that everything is going to be taken care of in its own time. And I believe your mother is okay.
Yes.
Okay.
She is just
That's
being
what I'm getting
and
the
not
same thing.
To you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And listen, if you want to... I will be putting Nancy's contact information up at the end of the show. So if you want to get in contact with Nancy and get more clarification and sit in with the session with her, that information will be on underneath the show, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
thank
darling.
You guys.
You are wonderful. Peace.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Wishing you the best.
Thank you,
yes.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for being brave. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so
bye-bye.
Now I'm going to bring on caller 914. 914 just came on, so you are live.
Hello.
914. Hello.
Hello, ladies. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. That's so kind of you.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you very much.
What question do you have for Nancy?
Yes. I'm wondering in terms of health. I'm praying for an outcome, and I'm just wondering if you see that miracle happening. I have
okay.
faith that it will. I just, you know, wanted to see.
Yes, of course. Of course. So let's
yeah.
ask the oracle. Let's ask the oracle to look at the question that we need to ask is about your overall health today and what they have to offer us. Okay, so the first card that I pulled was called Between Worlds. And and it's in the protection mode, which means that it is, protection means that it is for your highest good and that it's protecting you.
Okay.
And what it says in the protection message is, just be mindful of your expectations. So sometimes when we get into a health crisis or into something is going on with our health, we kind of get fearful. And what it is saying is try your very best not to have expectations. This is not a time for guarantees. This will not go as exactly as you had planned. So what you have to do is you just have to let go and see what God Spirit has in store for you at this time. What takes hold in your life will be better than you can ever have imagined. So if it's an illness that you're working on, or if it is I'm going to say that it is more than an illness. I feel that. But it is going to be fine because it might not be the exact outcome that you had wished for, but it is going to be a better outcome than you could have ever expected. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, yes. God has something even okay. greater than the prayers that I've been offering.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the next card that comes up with that is that you're going to go the distance on this. So going the distance means that whatever is for you never goes past you, of course. And let me read a little bit for you. I'm sorry, it'll take me just a moment here. Apologize.
Sure. Oh, not at all. I thank you.
Okay, so you're in this for the long haul. You have endurance. You're going to have the strength that you need. To bring your dream to life, you must think long term and pay no attention to the fluctuations in the current of your experience. Joy and disappointment can mingle with opportunities, so there is no need to fear the occasional obstacle. Life is not a sprint. This card is a reminder that you have the strength, You have the endurance, and you have the fortitude to carry you all the way. Please remain true to yourself. Your authenticity alone will keep you in alignment with the energy of miracles. What is yours will never be withheld from you, and so you need to remember that. So we are going to say a prayer today to align you with the miracles that are going to happen out of this.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes. And so my third and final card is blessed. So you're going to get through this. And God is going to bless you in such miraculous ways. Through all of this, you are going to have profound, and I'm going to say it's going to be profound insight into miracles in your life, which will carry you forward. So not to worry.
Thank
so let me
you.
Read about a little bit about the blessed card as well for you. And something wonderful that is unearned and unexpected, grace that is unforeseen, gift from Spirit. So through all of this, after your endurance, it might not be what you had expected from the very beginning, but it's going to be something more than you could ever, ever, ever have any expectation of. That you will go the distance and you will have so many blessings along the way.
Yes.
Wow.
And if I may just add to that, I'm hearing it's not just about you. It's going to touch all those
touch others.
Who
yes.
yeah, are aware of what's going on. It's really more about them than you. I just feel the love coming from you. Yeah. So, yeah, what she says, I feel that confirmation in my spirit.
Thank you. Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you for
you.
The grace
you ladies
to call
are wonderful.
In.
Thank you. Many
be
blessings.
Blessed.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
be blessed.
Thank you. God
thank
bless you.
You.
Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Nancy, we are off air,
yes.
So can you still hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Yes.
Okay. We are off air, but the show is still being recorded. So
that was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was absolutely beautiful. Absolutely.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
And I did some reading. I did a little bit of reading after you gave us our collective message. And I'm going to put that message up on the website. So the place listeners, you would want to go to is www.yucatanwellness.com to get the message that Nancy gave to us collectively. Nancy, do you want to give our listeners your contact information?
Yes. I have a website. I am also on Facebook, and it's Spiritual Awakenings, co.com. That is my website. That is also my Facebook. My phone number, if you would like to contact me for a session, is area code 970-948-8223. I would be more than happy to help anyone who chooses to give me a call. Please join my Facebook page if you would like. Thank you very much, Pamela, today.
Thank you. It has been an amazing session. And blessings, blessings, blessings. We'll let you go. We know you're busy.
Absolutely.
And to all our listeners, we love you. Hear you next week.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye. Bye.